Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. July 2023 has proven to be a landmark month in the world of software and technology, particularly with Microsoft's extraordinary Patch Tuesday update. Microsoft revealed that they've discovered and addressed an unprecedented 570 security vulnerabilities across their Windows operating systems and other software products. Just to put this in perspective, that's nearly three times the number of vulnerabilities patched last month, highlighting both the scale and complexity of today's software security challenges. But why so many this time around? According to Microsoft, this surge isn't just a reflection of the growing threats online, but of significant advancements in the way these vulnerabilities are detected and analyzed. Artificial intelligence is playing an increasingly central role in identifying vulnerabilities, scanning massive codebases much more efficiently than traditional methods ever could. Of the 570 vulnerabilities addressed this month, 60 have been labeled critical, meaning they allow attackers to exploit a system remotely with little or no user intervention. Such critical vulnerabilities can open the door to data breaches, ransomware, and other severe security incidents. In addition to these critical flaws, Microsoft also patched three so-called zero-day vulnerabilities. Now, zero days are particularly dangerous because they're actively exploited before a patch is available. Of these three zero-day flaws, two were already being used by attackers out in the wild, often to escalate user rights and breach system defenses. This emphasizes just how vital it is for organizations and everyday users to apply updates as soon as they become available. The July Patch Tuesday also addressed a staggering 250 elevation of privilege vulnerabilities. These types of flaws let attackers gain higher levels of access within a system, sometimes even total administrative control, without proper authorization. Notable fixes included critical issues in Active Directory Federation Services and Microsoft SharePoint. These are tools that many organizations rely on for identity management and collaboration. A breach in these areas can lead to widespread disruption and data compromise. Microsoft's efforts this month highlight an important turning point in software security practices. Pavan Davuluri, Microsoft's executive vice president, made it clear that AI was key in driving the dramatic increase in vulnerability discovery. AI tools are now being leveraged to automate the scanning and analysis of intricate codebases, not only finding issues faster, but also catching those that might have been missed. This might mark the start of a broader shift, where machine intelligence acts as a frontline defender against evolving cyber threats. At the same time, this greater reliance on AI means security teams must evolve as well, analyzing AI findings, prioritizing their response, and ensuring critical vulnerabilities get swift attention. Moving from cybersecurity to consumer technology, OpenAI is also making headlines with their latest device designed to enhance productivity and how we interact with technology. The device, a portable and screenless speaker, is intended to act as a personal AI companion, offering hands-free access to OpenAI's enhanced ChatGPT voice mode, now known as GPT Live. With no screen to distract you, this AI companion is all about conversational interaction, using voice recognition and natural dialogue. For example, the device listens for cues and provides assistance in real time, helping with reminders, information searches, and even contextual updates on your daily schedule. OpenAI aims to make technology more invisible, blending seamlessly with the way we already communicate in our day-to-day lives. This approach signals a significant move towards making technology more human-centric, focusing on intuitive experiences and continuous integration into daily routines. With ChatGPT Live, users can have near-instantaneous conversations, ask context-rich questions, or even request on-the-fly translations, all with their voice. While the device is yet to hit store shelves, excitement is building in both the tech and consumer spheres. However, with smarter and more integrated technologies emerging so quickly, there's a growing call for thoughtful AI governance. Leading this discussion is Google DeepMind, which is urging the formation of a US-led AI standards body to establish ethical guidelines and technical standards for artificial intelligence across industries. The proposed standards could influence not just how AI is developed, but also how it's implemented and regulated around the world. Such a body would guide how AI systems handle privacy, fairness, accountability, and reliability, all core issues as these tools become increasingly embedded in everyday life. Creating these standards could bolster public trust in AI, ensuring development, and use that align with societal needs and values, rather than prioritizing only technical achievement or commercial gain. The conversation around AI governance is unfolding, at the same time as real-world concerns about the impact of technology expansion are coming to the fore. In a first for the United States, New York has just enacted a moratorium on the development of new large data centers. The move comes as communities are raising alarm bells about the environmental impact of massive data center projects, particularly their use of electricity and increasingly scarce water resources. Many such centers are being built to power the growing demand for AI-driven services, cloud computing, and digital infrastructure. Residents in New York have voiced concerns that the rush to expand data processing capacity is outpacing the utilities and infrastructure needed to support it sustainably. There are worries that this could drive up utility costs for ordinary residents and strain local water supplies already under pressure from climate change. New York's moratorium is widely seen as a wake-up call that technology growth must be balanced with careful consideration of environmental and social needs. This move could prompt other states to consider similar actions or bring about new regulations focused on responsible data center expansion. Taken together, these developments, an explosion in discovered vulnerabilities, the release of novel AI gadgets, and broader governance discussions, paint a picture of a very dynamic moment in the tech world. Let's take a closer look at what all this means and some practical steps that organizations can take to navigate these challenges. First, the sheer volume of vulnerabilities seen this July makes it absolutely clear that cybersecurity needs to be proactive, not reactive. If you're managing IT systems, waiting for threats to pop up simply isn't good enough anymore. Establishing stringent policies for regular and timely software updates is critical to protect against both well-known and newly discovered vulnerabilities. With threats evolving as fast as they are, regular patching needs to be automated wherever possible, and critical patches should be rolled out as soon as they're released. Next, it's crucial to invest in strong training programs for everyone using your systems, from IT staff to end users throughout your organization. Everyone should have a basic understanding of the sorts of phishing, ransomware, and privilege escalation attacks that can exploit these vulnerabilities. Employees who know how to spot suspicious behavior and respond properly can make a huge difference in preventing attacks from succeeding. To keep up with the increasing speed and sophistication of threats, organizations should consider adopting advanced AI-driven security platforms where possible. These platforms can automatically scan systems, identify patterns that may indicate an intrusion, and sometimes even take initial remediation actions. However, it's still vital to have cyber professionals who can interpret AI findings, investigate complicated scenarios, and set security priorities where human judgment is needed. Organizations should ensure they have detailed incident response plans in place before a breach happens, not after. When zero-day threats are identified, prompt and coordinated response across IT, legal, and communications teams helps contain the impact and reassures stakeholders. But it's not just about handling the technical side. There's a growing call for boards and senior leaders to consider the implications of deploying AI from a privacy and ethical perspective as well. If your business is rolling out AI-powered services or introducing new devices that interact with users, it's essential to design with privacy in mind right from the start. Data should only be collected when necessary, securely stored, and managed under clear and transparent policies that put users first. With more organizations experimenting with AI, there's an urgent need for coherent guidelines and industry-wide standards to ensure responsible innovation. Supporting initiatives like Google DeepMind's call for standard setting isn't just about compliance. It's about showing leadership and striving for trust in an era where AI's role is only going to expand. Industry self-regulation can often move faster than government mandates, but the best outcomes often come when both work together. As the debate continues, other countries and regions may look to the precedent set by such efforts when designing their own frameworks. Meanwhile, New York's moratorium on large new data centers opens up a critical conversation about the environmental and social costs of technological expansion. Data centers, which power everything from web services to AI calculations, can be massive consumers of local electricity and water, often with real trade-offs for communities. Policymakers, businesses, and citizens alike need to have a seat at the table to guide what responsible tech infrastructure growth should look like in the years to come. Organizations working in or near the data center space should stay tuned for new environmental or resource-related requirements that may arise. While regulation can be challenging, it also presents opportunities for innovation around efficiency, renewables, and sustainability. Moving forward, here are some key recommendations for anyone managing technology or data resources. Firstly, implement a regular schedule for software patching. and make it as automatic as possible, so you're less reliant on manual intervention. Encourage or require cybersecurity training for all employees, going beyond basic awareness to include simulated scenarios and hands-on responses. Explore AI tools for vulnerability assessment, but don't assume these tools are perfect. Human oversight and expertise are as important as ever in security operations. Set up incident response plans that are actionable, reviewed regularly, and understood at all necessary levels of your organization. When it comes to rolling out new AI products or features, consult with privacy and ethics professionals to ensure compliance and build user trust. Finally, lend your support to broader AI governance efforts, whether through industry partnerships, consortiums, or advocacy. This will help shape a future where AI advances are both exciting and responsible, supporting communities rather than putting them at risk. These steps won't eliminate every threat or challenge, but they do improve your defenses against the sorts of risks making headlines this month. As AI becomes more deeply woven into cybersecurity and everyday tech, the responsibility to act thoughtfully grows for all of us. Whether you're a business leader, a developer, or an engaged citizen, your choices matter and can help ensure technology serves society, not the other way around. That wraps up this episode of Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.